We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Indeed. And I thought you brought an excellent point, though, because you know, the Yankees had lost three in a row. Yeah. They lose two out of three over the weekend to Tampa, but they come back yesterday, get a big win. Aaron Judge makes a Swoboda-esque catch in right field.
I like that.
You know? I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah,
I mean, it was very similar to that.
A little different situation.
Even though he gets the golden sombrero, but he comes up and helps him otherwise with that. CC pitched pretty well. And they get a win, and the Mets take two out of three over the weekend, and it feels like they got swept because they lost yesterday and got beat up by the Angels with the immortal Tommy Malone on the mound. Mm-hmm. And how many times have we seen this from the Mets? They have a three-game series. They win the first two. You actually feel pretty decent. They can't get the sweep. They usually get blown out in the third game.
It's
something
true.
Terrible happens, whatever it is. You know, that 24-run game with Syndergaard getting hurt was the third game of what could have been a Mets sweep against Washington. And, you know, just two out of three is they need to put a streak together, the Mets. That's the bottom line.
That's it. I mean, I think that's the difference. It seems like a 162 baseball game season is a season in which most of the time you're going to play 500. And then it's those few streaks
right.
that you have,
there you
the
go.
Winning streak or the losing streak.
Yep. Yep.
The Yankees were going to cool off, right? We all knew that.
Sure.
So they lose that last game of the series to Kansas City. Okay, fine. They won two out of three. They lose the first two to Tampa. Rob Thompson doesn't know how to manage on Friday night. It made you miss Joe Girardi. Girardi has the meltdown on Saturday. I think it's time to start getting concerned about Tanaka.
Yes.
We'll get to that.
I mean, that was batting practice. Oh, my God.
And what could have been a four-game losing streak and concern starting to build was quieted by a solid performance by CeCe, a tremendous, as you said, defensive play by Aaron Judge, Gardner on one of those hot streaks, and a really good effort by the bullpen. And they were able to stop the losing streak. They were able to at least get a game to finish this road trip. And you look at this road trip now and you say, okay, you know, it's fine. They went 3-3. It's okay.
Yeah, fine.
Because again, I think if the Yankees can just, you know, tread water a little bit and put together one or two more hot streaks, boom, you're a playoff team. I think that's the way the baseball season is. And I think the Mets, on the other hand, have put themselves in such a big hole that winning two out of three right now isn't good enough.
Nope.
And
absolutely not.
Here's the way I look at it. The Angels are an okay team. They're a mediocre team at best. The Padres stink.
Yep.
They have to sweep the Padres.
They need to sweep them.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Need to sweep the Padres. And we need to see Matt Harvey tomorrow night, his first game at Citi Field since all this latest brouhaha. We need him to go out there and pitch and be something close to what he used to be. I mean, you know, what else can you say?
No question, because there's so many questions in this rotation. I mean, Tommy Malone
reminded you.
He reminded you who he was.
Right.
Robert Gazelman has certainly been a little bit better out of the bullpen, but now he's going to be back in the rotation. I think the positive was that despite Zach Wheeler losing it in the sixth inning on Saturday
night.
He
lost it pretty fast.
Wheeler, for the most part, has been pretty good, and he's showing you signs. I think DeGrom was very encouraging Friday night, specifically with how Terry Collins told him, go get out of this bases loaded, nobody out jam, and Jacob DeGrom was able to do it, and he gave him seven scoreless
innings. I was so happy to see that on so many levels. First of all, you know, he gets this blister on his finger. He starts looking at his finger like, here we go, here we go. And, you know, in spite of that, they left him in the game, like you said. You know, if you're watching, I don't know if you were there or not, but watching it on TV, everybody's saying you got to pull him. After he loads the bases, got to pull him. You know, and I was thrilled, and obviously he got a big play from Jose Reyes on that little bloop to center field, which would have been a base hit. Reyes made a terrific play, kind of bopped it up in the air and then made the catch to kind of save the whole thing. But that was brilliant. To me, that was the best inning I saw a Met pitcher have all year.
No question.
It was.
It was very DeGrom-esque because he's capable of doing that. So
no doubt.
It's good that they won a series, but I still think you walk away with the same concerns you always had.
Yep.
Which is they don't have enough starting pitching, and the bullpen is giving you indigestion. I mean, Saturday night was awful.
Oh, like, my God.
Saturday night was awful. A game in which you would normally feel pretty good about beating the Angels and winning a series. But I was at the game Saturday night, walking out of that stadium, yeah. I had a stomachache.
Yeah.
Like, they held on and won.
Barely.
And I didn't think they would. When it's bases loaded, nobody out, Mike Trout.
And Trout's up, and he actually got this, you know, he held him to a sack fly there.
And Terry
which
admitted.
Which was huge.
Terry admitted he thought about walking him.
Yeah.
He thought about walking Trout with the bases loaded, which wouldn't have been the craziest thing in the world.
What was
crazy was Rob Thompson on Friday night. Oh, my God. He doesn't even use Gary Sanchez as a pinch hitter. He's got Gary Sanchez sitting on his bench in a one-run game. He doesn't even use him. Mm. And I think Joe Girardi was so angry on Saturday.
That's why he went after the umpire?
No, I'm kidding. But no. Girardi explained what happened.
Yeah, and if Girardi's explanation from Saturday is correct.
Yes.
I mean, and I forget. I don't know who the umpire was. I mean, what are you doing? If all, I guess Larry Rothschild came out was and basically just said something about balls and strikes, just said something nicely about it.
Yes.
And he threw him out of the game. And then Girardi goes out and basically says, well, you know, all he said was this, and he throws Girardi out of the game.
Well, yeah, the excuse was you can't argue balls and strikes,
right.
Which technically you can't. And by the way, the home plate umpire was Scott Barry.
Who?
Scott Barry.
Scott Barry.
Now,
he's wondering, how long has he been there, 5 minutes?
Well, to Scott's credit, I don't know how much you saw the night before Friday night, Quinn Walcott, who I don't know, anybody knows who
heard of.
The only person who knows Quinn Walcott is Mr. and Mrs. Walcott.
Right.
He had one of the worst strike zone I've seen in years. It was so bad. He was missing pitches left and right.
Somebody's umpires are just...
Oh, they're awful.
I mean, you know, come on.
So Scott Barry says to Larry Rothschild...
Makes you cry for Angel Hernandez.
That's
where
not
is
going
he?
That far.
I mean, but some of these guys are just like, who are they?
They're pretty bad. They're pretty bad. So like you said, Rothschild says, hey, you missed a few pitches there. Doesn't even yell at him. Just, hey, you missed a few.
Right,
very
right,
matter
right,
of fact.
Right. That's what he said. And, right.
And Barry says, well, that's technically arguing, so you're gone.
Yep.
Girardi now comes out to ask, like, why did you just throw my pitching coach out?
Right, he throws him out, right.
But the best is, this is what I love about Joe Girardi. When Joe Girardi is mad and he gets thrown out of a game, he goes nuts.
Well, he should. Get your money's worth.
And that's what he said. That's what he said.
Yeah.
They said, well, what was the whole point of throwing the dirt on home plate? He's like, hey, I've been run. I'm going to go get my money's worth.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, because Scott Barry is kind of a clown, he doesn't clean off home plate. So Girardi makes the mess of home. All right, Joe's acting like a child. It's fine. We're all entertained. Why not? And then Barry lets the game go on. There's dirt all over home plate. So the guy didn't even do his job. Mm. He should be fined. Mm. Scott Barry should be fined. Part of his job is cleaning up home plate. They give you that little thing to clean it.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't use
it. Duster.
These should be fined. What a joke that was. Mm. He's terrible. These umpires, man. You're right. Most of them are awful.
Still, Girardi, you know, I mean, he pales in comparison to a lot of guys. Earl Weaver, Billy Martin, Lou Piniella. I mean, as far as guys that really, you know,
I agree.
Took it to a different level when they argued with the umpires.
I agree with you on that, but let me defend Joe in this regard. There's less to argue about now because of replay.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So
there's less.
So I think maybe back in the day, guys would get more worked up because they were arguing more often.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you see a guy argue with just for the sake of arguing to get his team sparked up. You do see that happen.
You do.
Yeah.
And the other thing with the Yankees, and this would be starting to be a concern, is Masahiro Tanaka.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had another one of those batting practice performances.
How many home runs did you give up the other, like four, it was?
Well, think about this. In Masahiro Tanaka's last 18 innings, he has given up 10 home runs.
Wow.
That
is bad.
That is
insane.
Scary.
That's scary.
10 home runs?
That's scary.
Oh, it's incredibly scary. And the thing is, if you're looking for that line of demarcation, believe it or not, it's that complete game shutout.
Mm.
And he didn't even throw that many pitches. I think he threw like 98 pitches in that game. But he's been really, really bad since then. I still think you throw him out there every fifth day, hoping he turns it around.
What's the alternative right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really promoting a Chad Green, who's actually looked decent out of the bullpen. He got bailed out by Aaron Judge.
Sure.
Promoting a guy, or even Chance Adams, who's pitched really well in the minor leagues. I think you throw him out there every 5 days as long as there isn't anything physically wrong with him. But, I mean, it is it's one thing to not be pitching well. It is alarming to be throwing the kind of batting practice that Masahiro Tanaka has been throwing.
I mean, it was Tommy Malone-esque is exactly what
he kind of was. What's his name? Who's the other guy? Wilk.
Adam Wilk. Yeah.
So it's a little bit concerning. I thought CeCe was pretty good yesterday, especially he retired like 11 in a row.
Yeah, he's been
from
good.
The second inning on.
He's had two good outings in a row, CeCe. Two in a row. After four bad ones in a row, he's had two good ones.
I think Girardi could have pushed it a little bit more with him, but I think he was being extra cautious, thinking, you know what? I got five innings out of him. He gave up that leadoff hit, I think, to Dickerson. Let me go to my bullpen and Aaron Judge and the Yankee bullpen did an outstanding job. Even Dellin Betances, I mean, 1-2-3 ninth inning, no sweat, everything's fine. It was a solid victory. It really is. You know, you lose those first two games and you're facing Chris Archer and CeCe's on the mound, who's still a question. That's a game that you don't really feel that great about. And like you even said about Judge, Aaron Judge has a horrible day offensively.
Yeah, 4 strikeouts.
Yet he was the star of the game.
Makes the big play of the game defensively. No question. You know, the other couple things from the local baseball. How about the fact, two things that jumped out at me this weekend too with the Mets. Terry Collins now has managed more games than any Met manager, which is unbelievable when you think about it.
Mm.
And the other thing is that Curtis Granderson, how about this? He's the only player, he's the first player to play 500 games for two New York teams. First guy ever do it for the Mets and the Yankees, 500 games for both the Mets and the Yankees. And the first guy since some guy that played for Brooklyn and the Giants, I think it was, I believe that's who it was, back in like the 20s. Think about that. 500 games for Curtis Granderson as a Met.
It really is incredible. It really is incredible.
That's pretty good.
I think the only other guy to do it was Wee Willie Keeler, but like you mentioned, obviously it wasn't with the Mets.
It's a million years ago.
Yeah,
a million years ago.
A very long time ago, And it was so long ago, he actually didn't do it with the Yankees. He did it with the Highlanders.
Well, whatever it was.
Right.
You know? Well, it could have been Mets and Giants. I think it was another guy that was with the Giants and the Dodgers, though.
Oh, right. That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And I think that despite his slump right now, I think Met fans like him more than Yankee fans. I don't think Yankee fans loved Granderson, even though he led the league in home runs 1 year for them.
Yeah. Well, he's been a good Met. You know, he's been on some. He was a very good Yankee.
He was good for both.
40 homers there. And, and he's been a good Met. I mean, he's been on a World Series Met team. He was on a Met team that did a lot of winning.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
He got a lot of big hits.
Yeah.
Curtis Granderson is on borrowed time right
yesterday.
Now. Yeah. He's on borrowed time
now. Cespedes comes back.
Yeah. Because that's the odd man out.
Yeah. He has to be.
No question about it.
It's not even debatable. He has to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.